This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to tackle everything from lying about crime statistics to nuts in the dessert to joining the military. There's just so much more to come on the show on a Friday. Cannot wait for the weekend. So let's dig into this one here. Jesse. Many Hispanics and blacks are categorized as white in crime stats. I verified this by looking at county jail records in several states, including Texas. Now CNN says Brian Cole is white. I'm sick of these organizations covering for Hispanic and black criminals by making it look like whites are the problem. Any idea what we can do to stop this? Okay, so you should understand that this happens all over the United States of America. Local governments, state governments, federal government does this as well. Why? Well, it's actually fairly simple. The United States of America is laden with white guilt, laden with it. Communists have chosen to use that white guilt against our country. They have chosen to use that white guilt and they'll take official positions of power in police departments, in politics, wherever it may be, and they will, in an effort to try to cover up for the white guilt, they will do everything they can to demonize white people and cover for any minority. So if it's, you know, a black 18-year-old, 19-year-old, and 17-year-old who beat somebody to death in the streets of New York City, the media will refer to them as teens and move on. Teens is always a dead giveaway. They never call it teens when it's white people. Only it's beyond the media. This is pervasive everywhere. Everywhere in our society, it has become acceptable to crap on white people, demonize white people, discriminate against white people over and over and over again. It's really the acceptable mainstream form of racism in the United States of America. In much the same way racism against black people used to be pretty mainstream in this country, obviously. Mainstream, you could speak about it openly without really fear of any kind of public backlash. It is completely flipped the other way, and now you can do that against white people. Now, you ask how to fight against it. Well, first, they're always going to lie about everything, not just crime statistics. Evil people, dumb people, easily manipulated people will lie without end, and if your goal in life is to get evil people to stop lying, if that's what you want, you're going to have a very frustrated life. If your goal is to turn on CNN one day and not hear things like
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is...
If you want that to stop, Jesse, how do I stop it? You're going to be frustrated. Evil people are going to lie. They are. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do anything. I was selling RVs before I started doing this job. You know, everyone knows that by now. I was out of work, trying to find something to pay the bills. Found an advertisement on Craigslist for RV salesman. Never sold anything before. Went, showed up to my interview in a suit and tie and got hired. Ended up making a pretty good living at it for a while. At one point in this RV sales job, we were hunting for a new salesman, and we found one. Guy comes into the office, and funny dude, great personality. Kind of guy, you want to go have lunch with him. You want to hang out on Friday. Hey, should we go play golf? And a guy, when you first meet him, before you understand what you're dealing with, a guy who had the most fascinating stories to tell about his life. And the most ridiculous things you could possibly imagine, but sounded so cool. He was, I'm not even kidding, at one point he was a professional golfer. That's what he had told us. Well, a minor league tour, of course, but he was a professional golfer, a professional ping pong player. He had worked with the Border Patrol. He had, it. When you first meet him, it was so fascinating. You couldn't get enough of it. Wow, what a Renaissance man. And then, after a while, we all started to catch on. He's a compulsive liar. It's just like breathing for him. He didn't actually do any of those things. He had been a professional golfer, yet he went out golfing with us, and we were all a bunch of hackers, and he wasn't any better than we were. He's just a liar. But with that knowledge came the power to tune him out, you see. You ask what you can do about all the endless lies in the media. The pipe bomber was MAGA. They're never going to stop lying. Ever. That's not who these people are. Now, when they tell an outright lie about you, you can sue. Remember, I told you, I actually teased this last hour. I forgot to follow up on it. Remember, I told you what they did to me. I've told you that story about the South Park Charlie Kirk episode where they lampooned Charlie Kirk, and Charlie Kirk loved it. Loved it. Thought it was hilarious. And then after Charlie Kirk died, South Park pulled that episode. And I actually came on the radio and disagreed with it publicly. That's why I pulled the episode. Charlie loved it. Leave it up there. It's totally fair. Disagreed with the move. The New York Post printed a quote of mine. You can go find it still. A quote of mine saying South Park should pull the episode. That's not kind of twisting my words. That's just completely coming up with a lie out of whole cloth. They just invented a quote, assigned it to me. Well, then other major publications like The Hollywood Reporter, and I think it was Yahoo, other major publications started printing articles. Conservative radio host Jesse Kelly says South Park should pull the episode. Conservative radio host Jesse Kelly says South Park should pull the episode. Well, the New York Post finally pulled my quote from the article after they realized it was a lie. But by then, every other news outlet was quoting the New York Post. You see, that's how they got around it. As reported by the New York Post, Jesse Kelly said they should pull the episode. I never said it. I never even thought it. In fact, I disagree with it. This is not about me. These people lie about everything all the time. Not tiny little lies. Big, gigantic lies, and they have no shame in it, and you will never get them to stop.
The violent, deadly insurrection on the Capitol 9 months ago, it was about white supremacy, in my view.
What? You cannot stop evil people from being evil. You're not going to stop compulsive liars from telling lies. The only power you have is to wake up and realize they're liars and change the channel. Maybe you come equipped with friends and family to shoot down the lies, have video ready, do what you can, but you're not going to get somebody on CNN to stop lying. They believe lying is a necessary part of the revolution. Just is what it is. Jesse, you're regularly lecturing us not to nut the dessert, and yet you were singing the praises of the delightful nutty crunch in your neighbor's cinnamon roll concoction. Have you changed your mind or admitting you're wrong? First, I don't admit that I'm wrong. That would involve swallowing my pride and showing humility. That's the last thing you want to do. You stubbornly hold your ground to the bitter end until you've lost all credibility, family, and friends, and then you can smile in the knowledge that you never admitted you were wrong. That's one. Two, I don't necessarily consider what he did nutting the dessert. Let me explain. Peanut butter is an excellent, excellent dessert thing. There's nothing better than a good peanut butter sauce on ice cream. In fact, it's better than chocolate. I used to just go get a scoop of Jif and dump it in a bowl of vanilla ice cream and mix it all up. Delicious. I mean, it's simple, right? Shut up, Chris. We were white trash. It's simple. It's delicious. The pecan nut concoction, it was, he blended the things up into freaking dust and then put them with, I think it was butter and brown sugar. They weren't nuts anymore. They were dust by that point in time. What I'm trying to get is this. This is the lesson I want you to take from it. The size of the nut matters. If the nut is too big, it's gross. If the nut has been liquefied, you'll enjoy it, right? Your dog will enjoy rough greens, by the way. Speaking of crushed into a fine powder, you know nut greens is a, or nut greens, rough greens. Shut up, Corey. Rough greens is a powder. You sprinkle the powder on your dog's food. Your dog does not get vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, omega oils. Your dog does not get that from dog food. I cannot stress this enough. Our dogs all die of cancer at the age of 10 because they never get nutrition, ever. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black sought to change that. He wanted his dogs, your dogs too, to live longer, created Rough Greens. Now it blew up. It's the number one dog supplement in America because people are seeing differences in their dogs, their dog's coat, their dog's energy. Maybe those hips get a little better. Don't you feel better and look better when you get nutrition? Go to roughgreens.com and use the promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can still email us. We are live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some more of these. Hello, Jesse. I'm a 17-year-old dude who's thinking about joining the military. My family life is a bit of a mess. I've been struggling with purpose in this life, and I've felt God's call to join, but I don't know what branch to serve in. I don't want to do the Army. That's the only one I'm sure of. I'm straight, so I don't know how well I'd fit in the Air Force. I think the Navy's cool, but that's just so I can work on aircraft carriers. I'm from Nebraska, so water might not be the best choice. Finally, that leaves the Marines, which I just don't know anything about, really. Wondering how you chose what branch, how you told your family. Thanks for answering. Please don't say my name. My dad might listen, and I don't talk to him. All right. So first of all, brother, we'll say a prayer for your family life. Let's hope that gets worked out. It's tough. It's real tough when it's tough at home. So prayers for that. My story is, look, you don't want to follow in my shoes, okay? I graduated high school. I was a below average student because I never went to class. I just wanted to go hang out with my friends and do stupid things. I then went to college for a year because you got to go to college. I believe that ridiculous line. And I got a 0.0 grade point average my first semester of college, right? I then did the second semester where I did better than that. Obviously, it's not hard to get better than 0.0. At the end of that year, I did not like the man I saw in the mirror, and I decided I'm going to change my life. I'm not going to be a loser. I'm not going to be a dirtball. I'm going to do something crazy, something drastic. Now, I have always loved and admired the military and veterans. I was that kid. I was in the woods with my guns, sometimes toy guns. As I got older, real guns, and I was Rambo. I was this guy. I was that's how I grew up. That's who I was. I've always loved it. When I was stuck inside, you know what I was playing with? G.I. Joes. You remember G.I. Joes, the little army men with the little planes and stuff? That's what I did. And I've always admired the Marines. One of my buddies, Matt's his name, I'm not going to give his last name, his older brother, who was much older, was a United States Marine. Just a tough guy, stud, rode motorcycles, one of those dudes. The ladies loved him. And when you were a young man, you look up to that guy and you think, man, that's cool. So I had these little Marine influences in my life. I told you before, the John Wayne movie, Sands of Iwo Jima, also influenced it. The Marines, I knew them to be kind of the tip of the spear, toughest fighting force, greatest light infantry in the world, that kind of thing. And I wanted to see, look, I wasn't trying to just be in the military. I wanted to see what I was made of. I wanted to see if I was tough enough. And if I wasn't, I wanted them to make me so, right? So I didn't even shop around. Probably not the smartest thing in the world. I walked right down and walked right in the Marine Corps recruiter's office, and I said, I'm signing up to be a Marine. And he said, okay, what job do you want? I said, infantry. And he said, all right, well, let's slow down. Let's get you to take the ASVAB test, you know, the aptitude test, so we can see what jobs you qualify for. You never know what else may be out there. I took the ASVAB test. I'm sure I probably cheated or something because I killed it on the ASVAB test. I got like an 87. Again, yeah, low standards. That's right, Chris. I killed it on the ASVAB test. He says, okay, well, you qualify for every job there is. Maybe you should look at this book of jobs in the Marine Corps because there might be something you like more. And I said, no, infantry. I said, all right. So that's what I did. That's why I did it. All right. I wasn't one of these super brave Uber patriots who joined after 9/11. I joined a year before 9/11. Right. That's why I did it. And if that's the kind of thing you are looking for, do it. It's going to suck. In a way that you'll look back on and smile, by the way. You are going to go through misery. And they're going to make it miserable on purpose. They're going to make you hot, cold, tired, starving. They're going to make it suck. There are going to be so many times where you look back and say, this, or just you're experiencing right now, this sucks. I hate this. And it'll be great for you. If that's what you're looking for, if you're just looking to see the world or get some better job training, all branches have wonderful stuff. And honestly, I make fun of the Air Force and the Navy and the Army, but that's just because that's inter-service fun. They're all wonderful, and they all offer wonderful opportunities depending on what you're looking for. You said you like aircraft carriers. What's cooler than a freaking aircraft carrier? I've told everybody. I'm telling you again right now. Get your butt to Charleston, South Carolina one day, if you can, and go get on the Yorktown. They have a World War II aircraft carrier there that at least back in the day, they would let you go down into the depths of it. The depths of one of the coolest freaking things ever. It's amazing. If that's your thing, go join the Navy, man. Go see the world. There are opportunities with all of them. If you want the tough guy aspect of it, you can join the Marines. Your equipment's going to be worse. Your food's going to be worse. Your base is going to be worse. It is. It is. We were in Iraq. We had these Army National Guard guys come in, and we were trying to train them so they didn't die, and they were just not equipped. They had not had the training. And we couldn't believe our eyes at the weapons and equipment they showed up with. We were full-time grunt Marines, and their equipment was far superior to ours. But maybe that appeals to you, right? It appealed to me. That's what I wanted. Just make sure you bring your chalk, your male vitality stack from chalk. Jack your T levels through the roof. You'd be ready for the Marines. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, whether you're 17 and ready to join the Marines or 77 and you just want to have the energy to go on a couple mile walk when you get home so you don't die. Chalk makes your mind feel better, your body feel better, your mood is better. Do you have moments where you're down? Just weirdly down because your T levels are dropping. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to live with it. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, and get a subscription. They have female vitality stacks for ladies. These are natural herbal supplements, male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks and chocolate powder. Go. Choq.com/Jesse. All right, let's talk about people in Congress. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get back to him, shall we? Hey, Bronco, I was listening to you talk about people resigning from Congress, and one thing I'll never understand is why these individuals aren't ashamed to blatantly make it all about them. Where is the sense of duty, Jesse? Well, I don't want to defend them, okay? And I'm not defending them because I can't stand them. You know, I can't stand most politicians, and I really hate it when these Republicans resign early, slimming our majority even more and screwing everything up, especially when you're in the House of Representatives. It's only a two-year term. You can't tough out 2 years. So believe me, I'm not defending them. However, let me ask you something. Do you have a job? If I was your boss and I came to you today and I said, hey, you're fired. I found somebody who's going to replace you. You are fired. You no longer work here. Would you be upset? Well, obviously, of course. Concern about money, of course, all these things. But wouldn't you acknowledge, and I'm the same way. Look, if a premier fires me today, I'm the exact same way. Wouldn't you acknowledge that in that moment, part of your anger is you felt a sense of entitlement for your job, to your job. You think about it as if it's your job, right? I'll make it about me. It's right here. We're so blessed to be able to do this show. Can't believe how big it's gotten. We're just screwing off here. But I feel like it's our show, right, Chris? It's our show. Who could do it better than us? Of course, we don't think anybody, which is probably not true. There's all kinds of talented people out there, but we don't think anybody could. How could you fire me? That job belongs to me. But this job doesn't belong to me. The airwaves don't belong to me. Premier Networks, they are kind enough to allow me to use their network. And of course, I understand it's about money. It's not a charity, right? They're interested in making money. The show has to make money. I understand the reasons behind it, but I do not own these airwaves. I have a sense of entitlement to something that doesn't actually belong to me. And I have that sense of entitlement to it because I've been doing it for long enough now. I think, 5 years with Premier now? I've been doing it for long enough now that it has just become ingrained in me that it's mine, belongs to me. My point when this comes to members of Congress and all people is we want these people to be anti-communist warriors fighting for us, fighting for what we care about, fighting against the evil people. We want them to feel the sense of duty we feel for them. We want them to feel that way, don't we? I do too. Go fight for me. What are you doing? And some do. But once you've been there long enough, elected, reelected a couple times, maybe the sense of duty gets a little bit overshadowed with a sense of entitlement, meaning this is my seat in the House. This is my Senate seat. It belongs to me. They don't go to work every single day feeling blessed to be there. I am so blessed to have this opportunity to serve my country. Maybe after enough time, unless you guard yourself against it, maybe you start to feel like that seat belongs to you. It's almost owed to you. And so when they do something that you or I look at as violating their sense of duty, not doing what's best for the country, we get outraged, but maybe they don't feel that at all. Maybe they don't feel, I think that's very, very common. They feel entitled to their positions. And then we have emails like this. Hey, shiny head, which is not nice. My theory, what is wrong with you guys? Is the more you fart, the better hair you have. I fart a lot, and I have a head of hair that BK would envy. I've never heard you fart on the air, and you're bald. Let it out. I love the show. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And no, that's not something, Lord willing, you're ever going to hear. But I'll tell you, it's not, I don't want to say it's some reoccurring fear, some nightmare I have that plagues me all the time. But I've been doing radio now for 7 years. Right? It'll be what? Is it already seven, Chris? Or are we going to go? Are we? It's something like that. Seven next year or something like whatever. I'm just going to call it 7 years. 7 years. Not a long time. I admit that. Like I said, I've lived a normal life most of my life. So, and this has never happened. But we are live here nationwide. From New York to Hawaii, we are live. What do you do if I have some sort of an emergency that can't wait until the commercial break? Chris? We play music? No way. Just like rock music or something like that? Some elevator music? I guess. Do you have this music? I have never asked you this. I might as well ask you now in front of anybody. Do you have this at the ready? I mean, how do you know I'm not going to have an emergency right now? Don't get me wrong, I'm fine, but how do you know there's not going to be a problem right now? Can we play funny stuff if I do it? We have a lot of funny stuff. Maybe we should pull out the Maria Salazar thing again. Maybe we play the Frito Bandito for him.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Don't worry, I'm back. It's nothing else, all right? Oh, feeling a little sick. I'm kidding. I'm totally fine. It's never happened to me before. I hope it doesn't happen to me. Hey, Jesse, my wife has hoarder tendencies. Our garage is full of her crap. I sympathize with your wife. Ob, I believe, has falsely accused me of being a hoarder. But there is some accuracy to it. For instance, you know how you get things that you have to assemble? You get a chair or a dresser or something like that. You have to sit down, screwdriver, a couple wrenches. You have to assemble something. Everyone has this. You know how they always send extra screws, extra nuts, things like that with it? I never throw those away. I can't throw them away. And every time I keep them, I say to myself, what if something goes wrong with this and I'll need the extra one? Now, I've never once needed the extra one. And the times where I have, I've long lost where the specific one for that goes, right? I've lost it. It's gone. Yet, I have a drawer in my garage. I bet I have 100 of these little packs of the screws and things like that. I can't throw them away. Cords? I never throw away cords. We have a box of cords. If you have some sort of OCD, it would put you probably into some sort of a stressed out coma if you look at the cords. Ob will find things of mine and just throw them away. I don't know what this is. Maybe it's a cheapness. Chris, do you have this? That's a good person to ask. What? No, you go to Home Depot and buy the extras. Well, I don't have to buy the extras, Chris, because I have the other extras. Anyway. Let's get back to politics. We'll talk about cell phones being tracking devices, people leaving their dirtbag countries, and more. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Before I get back to the emails, remember, we keep saying this whole Somali fraud crime ring in Minnesota is going to keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Yeah.
Kelly Loeffler, who leads the Small Business Administration, says in the 2 days her agency has been investigating the state, they've uncovered at least $1 million in PPP fraud just 2 days in. Several of the whistleblowers in Minnesota have also told lawmakers they believe the total amount of fraud could total up to more than $8 billion.
Hmm. Richard Gere, the actor, said this.
The bad guys exploit the illusion of differences. Do you really think these refugees and immigrants are different than us?
Kelly Loeffler, who leads the Small Business Administration, says in the 2 days her agency has been investigating the state, they've uncovered at least $1 million in PPP fraud just 2 days in. Several of the whistleblowers in Minnesota have also told lawmakers they believe the total amount of fraud could total up to more than $8 billion.
The bad guys exploit the illusion of differences. Do you really think these refugees and immigrants are different than us?
Cultures are not equal. Different cultures, they're all over the planet. They're not all equal. Some are wonderful. Some are disgusting and awful and should be either removed from the planet or kept to their own little dumps. European countries routinely have to have classes for the incoming refugee males, teaching them that rape is bad. The very idea of that probably blows your mind, right? Because obviously any abuse of a woman is horrible, wretched, let alone that. There are cultures all over the planet so disgusting and demonic that males have to be seated and told, please don't rape her, it's actually wrong. No, we're not the same. No, we're not equal. And no, you don't have to be accused, you don't have to accept accusations of racism because you don't want people from Somalia pillaging your country. They practice female genital mutilation at a rate of over 90% in that country. And what do their leaders do when they get to our country and get into office? Here's what they do.
The democracy that we have, how can you help us, be a better country and build back what we used to have back?
Us? How can you help us as a She's an elected representative in the United States of America. Hey, what are you doing with that job?
The democracy that we have, how can you help us, be a better country and build back what we used to have back in long time ago? So hopefully...
That's my favorite part, I think, of the whole thing. How can you help us build back to what we used to have a long time ago? Because no one knows a time where Somalia was anything but a disgusting dump. And she caught herself in that. She got halfway through the sentence and realized, I better not find a date because there is no date where anything's decent here. But what's she doing here? She got the United States of America, got herself elected. Is she here to make your community better, your state better, your country better? Of course not. She's here to loot the place.
The democracy that we have, how can you help us, be a better country and build back what we used to have back in long time ago? So hopefully...
a while ago. It was a while ago. Hey, sea urchin attack survivor. You were talking about how cell phones are tracking devices and know our every move. I have a buddy who was on the back end of a major cell phone carrier. He works in tracking and all the cool stuff. We were talking about if I were to commit a crime, I would leave my phone at home so they couldn't track me. He said, oh no, if they suspect you of a crime and your phone is at home, they have the technology to know your patterns. For example, you normally scroll Facebook, Instagram for hours on end. When you were suspected of committing that crime, your phone wasn't being used. It goes deeper than just tracking you with it in your pocket. I read this because it's true, and I read this as a reminder to you because the day may come where this information is important, that whenever you are online, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, it is that information is being collected. It is being collected, And once it is collected, it can be tracked down by law enforcement whenever they suspect you of something. Whatever you're doing, the information is already starting to come out about this pipe bomber guy. Most of it's not even from the government. Most of it is from private citizens digging through publicly available information and finding, hey, did you know back in 2019 he was on this website and had this username and posted this and he's got friends with this? And it's something I've tried to drive home to my sons because they're in that teenage boy troll phase. That joke you crack with your friend in the message board now that's hilarious, one day somebody who has it out for you, private citizen or otherwise, tracks that information down and uses it to destroy their lives. Now, I don't think they're doing any of that, but we had to have that conversation of be careful. Remember, everything you do with that cell phone, that information is being gathered, all right? And we don't know how they'll use it one day, but I think we all understand the government generally doesn't have your best interests at heart. I have your best interests at heart. That's why I talk to you about gold so often, precious metals. The stories you read from the Great Depression or the Great Recession or any of these things, it's so heartbreaking, especially when it's older people who lose their retirement. And you read these stories and all of a sudden we don't have any money and we've both got to go back to work. Imagine losing the retirement you worked your whole life for and having to go back to work. Gold Co. will get precious metals woven into your retirement. Thousands of Americans, just like you and me. Over 6,000 five-star reviews. White glove customer service. This is a company with the reputation it has for a reason. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call them. Let them help you before the bubble pops. 855-817-GOLD or visit jessielikesgold.com. All right? We still have another hour left. People want to campaign to allow women in the secret club that I'm starting. These people fleeing their dirtbag countries. Can you be a communist and a Christian at the same time? Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.